This is the January 21st meeting of the Pacifica National Board. I'll ask our Secretary of Fiat if she'll please call the roll.
Okay, beginning at 8:36 p.m. Eastern Time. Shram Agmir. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Andrea Turner. Joe Wanzala. Sean O'Brien.
Present.
Leslie Radford.
I'm here.
Summer Reese.
Present.
Rico Ross.
Present.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Alberto Luera. George Ryder.
Here.
Richard Udell.
Here.
Oh, you're welcome.
Nia Bediaco.
Present.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Jennifer Jaeger.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Alonzo Brown. Campbell Johnson.
Yes, I'm here, but I may be requesting an excused absence. I'm very sick.
Oh, wait a minute. Cameron Orndorff. Marcel Reed.
Here.
Jim Bennett.
Present.
Isia Wangaza, present.
Hello, Efia. This is Sharam here. I'm here, too.
Thank you.
And Arlene's here.
Arlene.
Hi.
Arlene. Okay. LaVarne and Ricardo. Kemri? Can't hear you. Alonzo? Alberto?
I'm here. Sophia?
I hear you.
Okay, thank you. I don't know if I'm muted or not. Thank you very much. I'm here.
Joe Wanzala? Can't hear you if you're here. Andrea Turner? Cannot hear you. We have quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Can I have a volunteer to keep time? Okay. Bill, would you keep time?
Okay.
Thank you. First item on the agenda is approval of the agenda. I sent it out about an hour ago. It's the only difference with the one I sent out last week is the coordinating committee was put as the first of the committee reports rather than the third. Is there any changes to the agenda as it stands?
Can you read it for the stream, please? Thank you.
Well, in the sequence is approval of minutes, acknowledgments, chair's report, CFO report, 10 minutes, committee reports, coordinating committee, finance committee, coordinating committee, 20 minutes, finance committee, 45 minutes, approval of the budgets there, affiliates task force, 10 minutes, Elections Committee, 5 minutes. Then there's unfinished business, and there's which has been there for quite some time. And then there's new business, which is Campbell's motion, various fiduciary actions you'd like to see taken. So that's the proposed agenda.
I have a motion.
I heard someone else just before you, Alex. Who was that?
George.
That was Leslie. I had a point of information.
Yes, what was that?
Why did you miss the coordinating committee first? Having just received the financial cash flow report from LaVarne, I really think that should be taken up immediately.
Well, the reason was because we left up in the air at the last meeting how we were going to handle the seating of the new board. And that's something that is has absolute priority, I think. And that's why I put it first. Alex, what was your motion?
I'd like to move down on the agenda the point of the Affiliates Committee report and the Elections Committee report. I don't believe there's been anything new forthcoming from either of those committees since we last met. The chair of those committees can correct me if I'm wrong, and I think there's some other urgent matters that we need to take care of first.
Second.
So the motion is to move the committee reports where?
After unfinished business.
After unfinished business.
I object. Okay.
Did you want to speak to your objection, Richard?
Yes. There is affiliate business. The proposal that was worked on for several months has been brought, and we've been the vice chair, Jim Bennett, has been working to get that before the board for a vote, and a lot of people worked on it, and it needs to be dealt with, and it was postponed till this meeting, and I don't think it needs to be moved out of the way.
Okay, can we go to a vote on that? Hearing no objection, no objection to going to a vote, that is. Afia, would you take the roll on that? So a yes vote moves the Affiliate Task Force and the Elections Committee to after unfinished business, presumably before new business, and a no vote leaves it where it is.
Point of information? George?
Yes. Who said point of information?
Thank you. Yes. Okay, so this would put it, I'm sorry, after unfinished business but before new business, but this would be after we deal with the issue of seating and the elections at the stations and all that?
Checking in.
Is that a yes, George?
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
I hear
yes,
you.
Yes,
I hear you.
The coordinator
George, correct.
Committee
okay,
the
and, is it, and it would be after
place.
The finance portion as well, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. George,
welcome, Andrea. We heard you.
Okay, thank you.
Would you take the roll call on that vote? Again, yes, sustains, supports Alex's motion to move those two things after all of unfinished business, and a no vote leaves them where they are, which is right after the Finance Committee report.
George, point of information?
Yes.
Could you forward the agenda? I didn't get it.
Oh, you know, I'm sorry. I'm not sure I included you all. I will do that immediately.
And, George, this is Sean. Could you send me one? And if you can keep it from being yellow on the top, it'd be very helpful.
I don't know why it comes out that way. I'll send it again. That's all I can do.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Nia Bediako?
I vote no to moving it.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jennifer Jaeger?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alonzo Brown? Campbell Johnson?
No.
Kimry Orendoff? Marcel Reed?
No.
Jim Bennett?
No.
Ifeah Wangaza, yes. Bill Crozier?
No.
Alberto Luera? Can't hear you, Alberto. Richard Uzel?
No. Can you hear me, Afia?
Yes,
yeah, no,
I can hear you.
I'm voting.
I hear you. Rico Ross?
Yes.
Summer Reese?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
No.
I'll work on it.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
Madam Secretary, this is Richard. I'm sorry, I couldn't get off my phone. It's no. Is my vote no?
Yeah, my vote is no.
Shram Agmir?
Yes.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 no.
Okay, I vote no, makes it a tie, the motion fails. Okay, any other items to change on the agenda?
Yes, Rico.
Rico.
Yeah, I have three motions, and I'm only going to be able to be on this call for another hour and a half. I would like to have it moved up, if possible. I can motivate them.
Oh.
So this would be, where do you want to move to, Rico?
I don't have the agenda in front of me, but I would assume right after finance, beginning of new business.
We have two committee reports right after finance for 15 minutes. After that is unfinished business. Would you like to move it to the beginning of unfinished business?
I would, yes.
Okay, so this would be C, D, and E, and you would like them to be moved up ahead of A, B, and C. Go ahead, speak to it.
I can't really see what A, B, and C is. Can you tell me?
A is... Richard's motion about removing from membership somebody who's been terminated from Pacifica. B is Kathy's motion for also involving disqualification from membership. B2 is a motion by Alex to conduct the BAI LSB meetings, or at least one of them, in on the telephone.
Actually, those are very important issues, too. I'll just leave it where it is.
Okay. Thank you. Any other changes to the agenda? Okay. Hearing none, then, the agenda is approved as it stands. We do have sets of minutes coming forth. Richard, would you describe them? So the next item is approval of the minutes. Would you describe the minutes that we have, Richard?
I've sent them out for the third time this morning. There are five sets of open minutes. I'm looking for the. I sent them about 10 o'clock. Where is that? Well, I think we must be having sunspots or something. All our technology is acting strange. Lee.
Well, while you're looking for those, Afia, do we have any other open minutes?
No, we do not.
Okay.
I can tell you off this other list I got over here. One of them was a combination, continuation meeting. We went from June the 4th to June the 18th to July the 2nd. Then the next one was... the Berkeley in-person meetings, July the 16th through the 18th. Then the next one is July 30th. All of these are 2010. And then the next one is August the 13th. And then the next one was a continuation that went back to January 10, January 15, and January the 22nd. All of these are 2010.
Okay. You all had a chance to look at them. I'll entertain a motion to approve either all of them or one at a time or any objections to any of them. Is there any changes to any of those minutes that people would like to make?
I move they be approved.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
Alberto moves that we adopt all the minutes as presented by Richard for our records, so that we can move forward with the business before us. That's a motion to adopt all of the minutes.
I heard Sean make the motion before you spoke. I'll take that as a second. Is there any objection to the motion to adopt the minutes as Richard presented them? Okay, hearing none.
Thank you.
I will have asked the minutes posted on the Pacifica National Board website along with the rest of the minutes that we have for this year.
George, point of information.
Yes.
This is Leslie again. Do we have the minutes from the regular meeting of October?
We do not. I don't think we do. No, we don't. I just asked Sophia about that. We do not.
Yeah.
Next item is acknowledgments. Timekeeper, would you give us 5 minutes for this?
Okay.
I'd like to begin. Now, this would be the last board meeting that I'll be chairing. I'll probably be facilitating the one seating the next board, but I want to use this opportunity to acknowledge the work of our executive director, Arlene Engelhardt.
Here, here.
I greatly appreciate the straightforwardness of her reports, the straightforwardness of her thinking, the integrity with which she makes decisions, willingness to follow through on decisions and make sure that they happen even when they're tough, and finally, the tremendous amount of time she puts into the job that she's doing. So, thank you, Arlene. It's been a pleasure working with you.
Thank you, George.
Here, here.
Hey.
It's Bill.
Bill?
I want to acknowledge all the outgoing people, both on the PNB and the LSBs, and I hope you all will stay involved in helping your stations in Pacifica. I also want to thank all the national staff for putting up with us.
Summer?
Summer, go ahead.
I'd like to thank Alberto Luera, particularly as chair of the National Finance Committee. He's acted as chair pro tem since approximately Thanksgiving for most of the meetings, and I really appreciate it, and he's done a great job, and I'd just like to acknowledge that shared duty towards the end of the term. So, thank you, Alberto.
Here, here.
Appreciate the flowers, Summer.
Well earned, Alberto.
Arlene?
Arlene, go ahead.
I'd just like to say a big thank you to everyone that has served on this board, people that have called me, people that have put up when I haven't known exactly what was happening and when I've been trying to understand the politics of Pacifica, and the people that have shown their support and jumped in and helped me through some of the difficult hurdles, and also the ones that have criticized me or given me a rough time. I really do appreciate all of you, and I appreciate all of the time and the energy that you put into your work for Pacifica, and I know that every one of you are very generous and very sincere in caring first and foremost about Pacifica being a strong, progressive network media in this country.
Anyone else?
Alex.
Yes, I'd like to acknowledge Summer Reese and Alberto Luera and all my other colleagues on the National Finance Committee, and I'd also like to acknowledge all my colleagues on the outgoing Pacifica National Board, as well as our Executive Director, Arlene Engelhardt, and our CFO, LaVarne Williams. And I'd also like to acknowledge our hardworking General Manager at WBAI, Bertold Reimers. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Jennifer?
I'm sorry, who is that?
Jennifer?
Jennifer, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to acknowledge everybody on the board and everybody working for Pacifica. I'm an outgoing member, and just keep up the good work, everybody. I'd like to acknowledge LaVarne Williams and Arlene Engelhardt for the just yeoman job they do to keep this really very valuable media asset alive. We need it more than ever now. Things are so dire. So keep up the good work, everybody. Thanks. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
This is Nia George. This is Nia. Thanks. I would like to acknowledge Lynn Magno of the National Office. Everyone works really hard.
But I have to say that Lynn Magno is, I cannot find words to describe how hard that she's worked. And just to say that we greatly, 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 greatly appreciate all that she's done, wearing all those many hats. And thanks so much.
George,
this is Leslie.
Leslie?
Yeah, I'd like to add my thanks to all of the above, first of all, but in particular, two people who have been left off this list a little bit. One is Lisa Davis, who has very successfully chaired the Race and Gender and Other Forms of Discrimination Committee. And I also want to applaud Nia Bediako for her work over the years on the Audit Committee and keeping us on track on that in a very difficult job. So I thank both of them and everybody else who's been mentioned so far.
This is Summer, George.
Is someone
else? This is Marcel.
We haven't had a chance yet.
Yeah,
Marcel, go ahead.
Yeah. I'd like to thank everyone that has served on this board with me, with us. And I want to acknowledge that our fight to keep the airways open is so important, because while I've been listening to this, I've just heard Keith Olbermann sign off for his last broadcast.
Who?
Keith Olbermann just signed off. This was his last broadcast tonight.
What?
Absolutely. And I think our core mission is so important. As I say at WPFW all the time, I love the music, but that's not why I'm here. I'm here so that the signal will still be there, so the dissident voices will still be heard. And as you all know, NBC was just bought out by Comcast, and the first casualty, the first person who spoke up loud and long, was Olbermann, and this was his last night. So I hope that all of us will recommit to the mission of keeping this signal up. Thank you.
We're talking.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
I would like to acknowledge you for your tenacity, and I appreciate your effort. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're time.
In for 5 minutes.
Second.
Extending for 5 minutes.
Second, third, fourth.
Okay, I hear no objection.
Anybody hear me?
Anyone else who hasn't spoken yet?
Richard, go.
Andrea.
Okay, I Richard and then Andrea. Go ahead, Richard.
I'd like to acknowledge our CFO, LeVarne Williams, for coming with the Sharks. And I'd like to acknowledge Arlene Engelhardt for having the best learning curve that I've ever seen. I'd like to acknowledge Ricardo De Anda for having the best-looking hats I've ever seen. And I'd like to acknowledge John and Otis for keeping us on the air, and all the other people, all the other engineers that we have around the network. I'd like to acknowledge the national staff. I'd like to acknowledge our chair, George Ryder. And I'd like to acknowledge my PNB colleagues. We go toe-to-toe sometime, but I love you all and appreciate y'all's commitment. And last, I would like to acknowledge our insurance companies.
Okay, Andrea.
Yes, I would like to acknowledge this board, and I've learned a lot in terms of struggle, and I realize that the struggle has to continue and that we have to keep the airwaves alive and well. And I'd like to also acknowledge Lisa Davis for the Racism and Sexism Committee for all of her hard work, and I hope I'll be around to help carry that out in the next wave of moving forward. I'd like to also acknowledge KPFA staff and the struggle that they've gone through in terms of Amy Allison, Brian Edwards-Tiegert, and all of the volunteers at KPFA, and our financial manager there at KPFA. The struggle continues, and I have hope for all of us there that we'll be able to pull this through, and we can keep the mission alive. Thank you.
Anyone else who hasn't spoken yet who would like to?
Rico.
Go ahead, Rico.
Yeah, I'd like to acknowledge myself.
LaVar.
I'm one of the leaving members, and I just want to say it's been great working with everybody. And I'd like to acknowledge the board and those who are listening in, the amount of time, the effort for the meeting, during the meeting. It really does require a lot. People are doing it for nothing, and as a matter of fact, sometimes I'm talking to them. So I'd really like to acknowledge all you guys. I'd like to acknowledge Vern and Arlene as well, Otis, and as well as the chair. And I just like to kind of reiterate what someone said, is that Civica is one of the few voices out there. It is us. And if we don't keep it going, it won't keep going. So I know we may differ on some things, and there are some fools on all sides, but we're all everybody is doing this because they care about the community and they care about the station. And I wish you guys well.
LaVarn.
LaVarn, good.
Thank you. What I'd like to say is I'd like to thank everyone for their acknowledgments of everyone. I really appreciate those who have mentioned the hard work of the staff here at the national office. And what I would like to acknowledge is the fact that we do have a national treasure here with the Pacifica Foundation, and that in order to stay strong and to move ahead and to solve this huge debt that we're on the brink of insolvency, which is what I've said at the meeting, which I said at the meeting there in Washington, D.C., and I was told that that wasn't such a case, but our auditor that we have in there is going to absolutely put that in his statement. But first, again, I'd like to say that this is a national treasure that we have to remain whole. We have to solve and come to the brink of solvency again, and that, you know, and that going and then having these splinter groups is not going to work for the foundation. It does not support the mission, and that we have to come to acknowledge if we're going to really keep this as a national treasure, or if we're going to splinter off in these various little groups. And it's very urgent that we do that. We have to resolve the deep financial hole that we've been put in over 3 or 4 years ago, and that we have to come to solve this together and to work together and make this happen, and that hopefully all of us can rise to that, including myself, and that all of you are the ones, as they say, we are the ones we've been waiting for. We will make it happen. So thanks again, and I'll see you guys next time in Houston.
Anybody else who hasn't spoken?
Arlene? Oh, I've spoken.
Okay, Summer. And then
thank
Arlene,
you,
if you'd like.
I'll make it quick. I wanted to say also a special goodbye and thank you to some of my colleagues who've been in there in the trenches with me on some of our harder votes. I'd like to thank and acknowledge them, Sean Casey O'Brien and Richard Uzel, and, of course, Joseph Wanzala for his long service to the board. Just some of our outgoing members where you go, we've been there, and just my appreciation for all the good feelings with so many of my colleagues. I hope we will all, the new board, work together in a harmonious way, and thank you to everybody for all the interesting stuff we've done all year. Thank you.
Arlene?
I just want to say also a big thank you to the search committees, for the general managers at four stations and the tremendous amount of work they've done. I'm grateful, although it's taken a little longer than I had hoped, that we have three managers already in place, and I think we'll have a fourth very soon. And if you haven't served on a search committee, you have no idea how much time and energy that takes. So thank you to both the chairs of those committees and all the people that have worked on them.
Okay. Do we have any more time?
This is Sophia. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. I'd like to also raise the name of Jennifer Jaeger, who has been a stalwart participant over these past 12 months, and express my pleasure in meeting her and working with her. and looking forward to her continued involvement in the well-being and advancement of the Pacifica Network.
Thanks, Sophia.
I agree.
Okay. Bill, do we have any more time?
2 minutes, minute and a half.
Anybody else would like to speak?
This is Jim. I would just like to acknowledge the great responsibility that the incoming board has, and I urge and hope that they will work in a collegial fashion to really help turn Pacifica around.
Here, here.
Anybody else? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to the CFO report. I've scheduled 10 minutes for that. LaVon?
Oh, okay. Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, this is Lauren. I think that what we've done the last meeting had sent out a summary of the budgets, and we haven't changed significantly on that, and hopefully everyone got a chance to look at that. On Tuesday night, we did have a little conference call, and we mainly talked a lot about the KPFK budget, which is the listener support that has been revised. We've got a revised listener support for KPFK and the budget, and the listener support is at $3 million versus the $3.2 million that it was previously. So I'm trying to send that out now. But basically, the report is that, you know, we have the budget in, we have that the three major areas that we need to look at in this budget are are in terms of listener support, and also in terms of the new general managers, that these budgets are out there for purpose, and that what we ideally would like to do is to do a monthly review with the business, with the general managers, in order for them to explain what's going on in there in each one of the stations, and also the managers of the units. So therefore,
you're fading out. Could you speak up, please? Thanks.
Therefore, we can address the issues if there are shortfalls to the budget, and with the budgets themselves, the concern, of course, is with WBAI's budget, and Bertil is available to talk about that on this call later. And the concern there, of course, is that that the station can be viable, it can be sustainable, but one of the major problems that we have, that we knew all along, was the issue with the rental for this license fee that we pay to Empire State. Now, this license fee is in addition to the rent of of the space where the transmit is located. It's called a license fee, and this is the fee, although it's amortized, but in terms of a cash basis, it started at about $235,000. The contract was signed in 2005, and it goes up in 2020 to over $600,000. And this is like a major issue for the foundation, not just for WBAI. And again, this contract, which we didn't have a copy of until we had a copy of the contract for the rental space, but this contract we didn't have until I requested it this year or last year when the auditor asked for it. No one could find it. And Arlene is working with John Kriegel in terms of really looking at the contract, that it's just, you know, at $600,000 in 2020, which we plan to be here at that time, is just, you know, and trying to look at, you know, how and why the contract was signed in 2005. So that's one of the issues for WBAI, and it's really an issue for all of the foundation in order to be sustainable, in order to address the issue of solvency, which, you know, again, which I have alerted over a year ago that this is where we stand now. And the other issue is with some of the specific issues with the budgets include headcount increase, including we've talked about this at KPFK, like the lessons at KPFA are well known. And that if you allow the headcount to increase, when the cuts will have to be made, it can be very, in terms of how it's accepted, it can create issues for the foundation itself. So any huge increases in headcount, you know, we have to address those immediately.
and that's one of the issues at KPFK. KPFK has been doing spectacular in terms of fundraising. However, the increase in headcount will just take those take that away, and KPFK can return to the position they were in 2005. And so those are those are the areas where there are major issues. And of course, when the stations cannot, and of course, when the stations cannot fundraise, they cannot pay for the shared expenses that are covered here in the national office, the expenses for all of the stations. So if you look at the national office budget, you see that the revenue that's raised in the national office essentially covers the salaries for the national office, and that the shared expenses is where we are constantly trying to juggle the funds in order to pay the things that are most needed. That if you look at on September the 30th, the major payables were at $1 million, and now they're down to about $800,000. So this is another issue that we have to address over the years. So the most important thing is that as we get new management in, new general managers, we really have to observe very stringent means in terms of our expenses, that we all have to understand that, you know, we're not in a position where, although one unit may be doing well, that it's the foundation that has to be considered, and that the shared expenses that have been that some of the people at KPFA after the cuts were made, they were saying these were Pacifica. Don't give money to Pacifica. The money to Pacifica goes for these shared expenses, which include the insurance for all of the stations. It includes Democracy Now. It includes the various other expenses that actually help to maintain the stations themselves. It's not maintaining anything here at the national office. So, again, that's basically it's kind of like where we are with the budget. I would recommend that that we do pass the budgets. I mean, that we have, that KPFK staff has addressed the issue of the listener support, and that I think that if we observe a process of reviewing these budgets, reviewing the results,
we can hear you.
Of reviewing these budgets on a monthly basis by the general managers as the year unfolds, or at least on a quarterly basis, then we can address the issues in terms of spending, which is what will cause us to not achieve the budgets. And the other thing, of course, was the fact that we have talked about is having a major national fundraiser in like March. So that it's basically we're in a position where we do need to save the foundation. We need to look at it, as I said earlier, as a national treasure, and that this is how we should go forward and hopefully raise funds so that we can at least pay some of our major payables, including Democracy Now!, what we owe for SSRN, and any of the other expenses that we have accumulated here in the national office that are the shared expenses of the stations.
This is Nia George.
Sean.
Go ahead.
And Leslie.
Just a second. I heard Nia, Sean,
Campbell also picked out first one.
And how much time have we got left?
I'm here in
Texas. But we have, let's see, 4 minutes. 3 minutes, excuse me.
Three minutes left. Okay, so
yes.
People, please be brief. Again, yeah.
Move to extend for 10 minutes, George. Second.
Any objection to extending for 10 minutes? Okay, hearing none. Go ahead, Nia.
So we have 13 minutes. Okay, thanks. LeVar, I see on here.
Chair, you didn't consider my request also?
You're on the stack, Campbell.
Oh, I thought I was first person on the stack.
No, Nia and Sean.
Point of information?
And is Leslie on the stack?
Okay.
I think you're asking.
Point of information?
I have Nia, Sean, Leslie Campbell.
Right.
Is that correct?
And Summer was in there somewhere, but I can be at the end of everybody because it's better for other people. But, point of information, please?
Yes.
Is each person limited to 1 minute, I would presume, since we only have 13 minutes?
Yes, I would appreciate if you limit yourself to 1 minute. Good, Neil.
Okay. On the Finance Committee for approval of budgets, I don't see the National Office budget here and PRA, LaVarne. Are those ready, and will we be approving those tonight?
Yeah, those were sent out. Let me go and find the ones that were sent. Those were sent out before last week's meeting.
Right. Those are the ones our Paul Martin sent out, I believe, the night before last week's meeting. So everyone did get them.
Okay. So, George, when you did this, you only have WBAI, WPFW, KPFK.
I didn't realize that the other two were ready, and so I didn't add it to the, I didn't change them.
They were discussed last week.
It doesn't prevent us from considering them.
Okay, great. And the other thing is, I'll just use my time to the point of order, that you did not give your wonderful report, George, for 3 minutes. You actually skipped yourself.
Oh, I did.
So,
I'll give it after this.
Okay.
I didn't know if there was a question in that. I did ask my question.
Are we going to approve PRA and National Office?
Yes, we are. Okay, Sean.
Yeah, two quick questions. First, WBAI. LaVarne, has anybody explained to your satisfaction exactly what this expensive license fee is? And why are we paying a license fee for a signal we own? And then to KPFK, it looks like we chopped off about $300,000. Are you satisfied that that's a big enough chunk to keep us going, operating, and, our assumptions more in line with our revenue projection?
I'll address the WBAI and the license fee for the with the Empire State. We had a copy of the contract, and we looked at it, and it had nothing about a license fee. So then the contract that we had was signed by Krugler, and that's what we had. So when the auditor asked for it, and we said, well, there's this license fee is not on there. He asked for all the contracts. So I said, wait a minute, the license fee is not on there. So when I called and requested it, I had to send them a note, an email. I couldn't just say, send it to me. So I'd send them an email. They sent it back to me, and they were like, these remaining, I don't know how many, 15 pages, and it talks about the license fee. And all it tells you what you have to do. I have no idea why we've been charged a license fee. We do pay, WBAI does pay another fee on a quarterly basis. It's about $6,400 a quarter. And when we were there, we were told that what it pays for is to send the signal from the transmitter up to the antenna. So that's the, it's called a group, a license group. And when I was there at WBAI, John Almella and I and an engineer actually went to, I think it was One Times Square, and we actually looked at another site because, without knowing this, seeing this contract, we, as we all know, it's just extremely expensive. So we went to One Times Square, we went up to the top, we looked at the transmitter, we talked to the guy there, and we didn't talk exact numbers, but he said, oh, yeah, it'll be much lower than what you're paying at Empire State. But, he did not talk specifically about a license fee at that time either. And that we are, again, Arlene is talking, we've talked with Krugler because that's what we talked with initially when we were trying to discuss what it is and where the rest of the contract was. And then they sent us the contract, and at the time, the person who signed the contract was Ambrose Lane. And Linus Hicks' signature, I don't believe it's on there. It's just Ambrose Lane's signature is on there. So, we're still perplexed, and Arlene is working with me. We're still working with Krugler to understand exactly what it is and why we're paying Empire State this amount of money. It's enough to make you cry. And the other part on the KPFK's budget, the revised budget, actually it has a I'm trying to send it to you as we speak. It actually has after the capital, even before capital, it actually results in a loss of about $64,000. And as I said earlier, also I really believe that we need to that the management that's coming in, and even the management in EI, we already have a call set up with Bob Conger to talk to him and to talk to him specifically about the headcount and the headcount that's in the budget that's additional headcount over last year, and that we really have to address that, I think, because, you know, we're living this experience that happened with KPFA. And so I think, again, like having the general managers on a quarterly basis, I guess, to speak to any increases over budget and to address those issues as we go along, then we can make sure that those things don't get out of hand.
Okay.
But I the budgets that did not balance, I did not, you know, abstain from voting for them.
Leslie.
Whoa, I thought Campbell was before me.
I thought it was the other way, but go ahead.
Okay. Just a couple of quick questions here. As far as I can tell, LaVarne, we have two stations that are going to need to move their facilities this year, and I don't see either of those in their budgets. I think we're also looking at a negative cash flow over the next 12 months of about $750,000. And I guess my last question is, will this fundraiser, this national fundraiser, balance out some of the central services fees? Will it be credited back to those, or will it be in addition to the central services fees that stations owe to the national office?
Let me address the last one first, because that seems to be, you're saying that a national fundraiser would address the ongoing shared expenses, or you do a fundraiser and it's going to, you don't have to, the shared expenses like insurance and stuff and Democracy Now! Payment is every month. So
right.
So the national fundraiser would address this debt that we've been carrying, these payables that we've been carrying since, you know, the $1 million loan was floated about 3 or 2.5 years ago. So that's been that's basically been on the books. So, yeah, that would actually take care of that.
So that the station's outstanding central services fees would be erased with this fundraiser?
Well, I can't say exactly erased with the fundraiser.
Okay.
But we would make sure that the payables are that the major payables are taken care of. Then how we address that in terms of what stations get credit, what stations don't get credit, we'll have to come to a group decision on that in terms of how to do it equitably. But the most important thing, Leslie, at this time is to pay that debt down, and then we can determine, you know, how to give credit among the stations after we get that done, or even as we're doing it, we can come up
That's
with a mean to do that. But yeah, we just have to get it down as a foundation, because when people look at the foundation, they're not looking at whether KPFK or KPFA has a deficit or a surplus. Sure. They're looking at the foundation itself.
And what about the moves in the negative cash flow over the year?
We're
limiting people to 1 minute at a time, and you had a couple of questions.
Well, see, if you look at the last, I think this was my last, the one that I sent out. That's what we have to address. We have to address the fundraisers at the end of the year and the timing of the fundraisers of each station that's in the budget. And if the fundraisers, in terms of if they're not set up in order to make sure your cash flow stays positive and at the end of September, then that's something that we have to do. But the major cause of that, as we see, is at BAI. And the major cause of that, again, is that they actually have these central services in this budget, and that's what it is. So as I talked about the issue of the license fee and the contract that was signed in 2005, we have to talk this through and talk about in terms of, you know, where, you know, the responsibility is the foundation, and the foundation signed this. And as far as the other moves, I know there are efforts being made within both BAI and within PFW and looking at different sites. And as far as capital to do that, the PFW's budget, as you see, is like basically bare bones. So, and BAI, they are doing concerted efforts, because Arlene and I both are involved with looking at different sites and in terms of that involves, again, as we get into the year, it involves a capital. We need to really do a national capital campaign. Because the other facilities like KPFK, I'm sure can use some in terms of the roof. I know at one time, and we were talking about other things that they can use. And at KPFA, they really need that. Was not in the budget. Well, right now they're repairing the roof of the transmitter building where the guy fell to his death through there on Thanksgiving Day. And there are other.
LeVar,
okay.
Can we move on?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's it. Sorry. Hopefully, I answered your question.
Campbell?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The narratives that you've been giving us don't show up in the figures that you sent out in this last report, and I've got a problem with that. Your narratives go on and on extensively, but they aren't borne out with regard to the numbers that we get to see. Second thing is this, very simply, that what you have provided us with this time is budgets and projections of budgets, but that doesn't tell us what the actuals are. And in terms of being able to manage the situation, I think that we really need to look at actual situation and the funds that are actually there. Do we have a actual for the end of the fiscal year?
This is Lauren. Yeah, I've sent all that. I've sent all the actuals out. I'll forward them to you now. All the actuals for the end of the year. They're all preliminary because the audit still hasn't concluded. And the actuals for the first quarter, that once the audit, once we wrap that up, hopefully like this month, then we'll be able to put the actuals there in the budget. But we'll be able to send the actuals out like we normally do on a monthly basis, showing the variances to budget. And that will be done. But, yeah, I've sent out the actuals through the end of September on the summary report that I sent you, the consolidated cash. You see the end-of-year cash banking.
And that's
going to
have
and
that's going to have budgeted as compared to the actuals.
Yeah, that's what we did. That's what we did all last year. We did that. I've sent that for the end of the year, fiscal year. I'll find it here, forward it to you again.
Okay.
And then I will. And then I sent out the projected cash, which has some updates.
Not projected. I want actuals.
No, actuals have been sent out many times. I'm telling you, and the actual cash is on my projected cash flow that I sent out, which is basically the budget plus some managers have updated it.
Now. One thing that I have a particular concern about, if I can just raise this particular
move question. To extend for 10 minutes.
Let me say that we could also ask questions during the budget committee, the finance committee discussions. But motion has been moved and seconded to extend for 10 minutes. Any objection to extending time for 10 minutes?
Yes, I object.
Okay. Would you call the roll on that, Afia? It requires two-thirds. A yes vote is to extend time, a no vote is not to.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Guerra?
No.
Richard Uzzell?
No.
Bianco? Can't hear you, Nia. Kathy Davis?
Abstain.
Jennifer Jaeger?
No.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Muted again.
Alonzo Brown? Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Kimri Orendoff, Marcel Reed,
yes.
Jim Bennett,
yes.
Fia Wangaza, yes. Shram Agmir, can't hear you, Shram. Tracy Rosenberg.
I was disconnected. So would somebody please state the motion?
Extend the financing. Protect.
Okay, I'm going to pass on this one. Sorry.
Okay. Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
No.
Sean O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Summer Reese?
No.
Rico Ross?
No.
Okay. Shram, did you want to, how do you vote?
Okay. I'm going to vote no on this one.
Okay. One, two, three.
Thea, this is Nia. Sorry.
Yes?
I didn't want to interrupt. I vote yes to extend. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. 11 no's. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses. And 1 abstention.
Okay. So we're out of time on the CFO's report. Campbell, you can raise the question again in the Finance Committee if it seems relevant. I'm going to move on to committee reports and the coordinating committee's
chair's report.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thanks for reminding me again. We had an executive session last time. It went way over. We didn't expect to cancel the open session last time, but that's how it worked out. We considered some management issues that involving the budget, and those will be forwarded through management, and we considered some legal issues, which I can't report out the substance of. Okay, let's go on to our coordinating committee report.
Okay, the coordinating committee last met on January 5th. We do have one motion pending from that meeting, which I think we should address first. And that motion just regards protocol for the handling of our airline tickets, which has been an ongoing question all year long. I sent the motion out at 4:50 p.m. Do I need to read it for the stream, or
yes,
was it in front of everyone? Okay.
Yes,
yeah, and this, by the way, passed the coordinating committee unanimously, and it was introduced by Rico Ross, is the author, for the record. The motion says, the coordinating committee recommends a motion requiring PNB members to book all in-person flights no less than 2 weeks in advance of the meeting. If for any reason this is not done, the member will be responsible for any added expense. The travel agency will not book flights after the 2 week period has passed. Members with last-minute changes of flight will have to arrange the changes themselves and will be responsible for any added expense. Members can appeal their case to the coordinating committee for a waiver after the meeting. If the waiver is granted, Pacifica will reimburse the member the added expense. In the event the director is unable to advance the cost of changes, then he or she may contact the chair of the coordinating committee to request an immediate waiver. That's the motion.
Okay, it doesn't require a second. Is there anyone wants to speak? Is there any objection to the motion?
Yes, George, it's Leslie.
Leslie, go ahead.
As much as I like the intent of this motion, and I do indeed, Article 8, Section 1, under Committees of the Board, says that no committee may, without full board review and approval, approve or execute any contract or transaction to which the foundation is a party, or incur any indebtedness or borrow money on behalf of the foundation. And I'm afraid that this allows the coordinating committee to allocate funds on its own merit, and unfortunately the bylaws prohibit that.
This is Tracy, if I may.
Yeah, speak through it, Tracy.
The reason that clause was put in there was to avoid placing national staff in the position where they would be needing to make decisions regarding personal reimbursements of people who basically have the ability to impact whether they keep their jobs or not. It was felt that that was inappropriate. I do think that certainly any decisions the coordinating committee makes could be subject to some sort of sign-off. I don't have a problem with that. But that's the reason why the decision was made that way. Or why the proposal was structured in that way. That people should not have to tell their bosses that they're not going to pay back $200.